This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hour here of Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, join the show, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And of course, we've been talking about COVID-19 and the hopefully inevitable demise of COVID-19. Evidently, it killed the flu. I haven't actually looked at hard numbers, but you say it's 400 cases of the flu.
And before that, it was like, what, between 20 and 60,000 a year in the U.S., and now it's 400?
Now, I was recently sick.
Just wrap your damn, people, wrap your head around that. Is it because we've been social distancing and because of all the masks? Because that's what mainstream media will tell you.
Well, if that was the case, it would also, you know, be doing something about COVID.
Exactly. So where's the logic? Why is COVID so prevalent? Because it's so much of a nastier, more infectious disease? Or is it just what it is? Corona.
Well, it's a cold.
Coronavirus, which has been around for at least 20 years and probably even longer than that. It's not a new thing. This variant might be new, but it's not new.
No, and it's hilarious in hindsight, seeing all of these articles about how, oh, this new strain of the virus, it evades the vaccine or whatever. It's like, well, yeah,
we knew
this was going to happen.
You
because
mean the new mutant strains that Fauci keeps talking about?
Yeah.
You got to watch out for the new mutants.
Well, I mean, they're everywhere. And we knew this was going to happen because it's a variant of the common cold. And the entire reason we don't have a vaccine for the common cold is that it's constantly mutating and evolving too fast for us to keep up with.
Correct. But no one's talking about what you actually should do.
Which is wash your freaking hands.
Well, they do say that a lot, but they're not saying, hey, how about some vitamin D? How about some vitamin C? How about going out in the sun and getting some nice sunshine? How about actually going out
right
and
now
talking to your fellow human being and touching, shaking their hands and getting maybe getting spat on from some little bit of spittle when they're talking to you? Because that's how you build your immune system, which, by the way, is pretty good stuff.
I mean,
pretty good.
Right, your immune system's so good that if you actually do catch COVID, like if you really do catch it, you'll beat it.
You'll beat it. And that's, and a lot of people
certainly.
And a lot of people who have had it, who had the PCR test, have PCR tested positive, they don't even know they had it.
Sure.
Who's dying from COVID? It's people in nursing homes. It's old people.
Right.
It's obese people. It's people who are going to die from something else anyways.
Right.
The actual numbers from the CDC of people who have actually died of nothing but COVID is only like, what, 10% of the 500,000?
People like that last caller who used to be a good libertarian voluntarist person
Who wants to fine you $2,500 if you even go out without your COVID pass.
They've lost their minds. And it's so sad what's happened to the libertarian movement over this.
It's sad. The whole damn human race, it's sad. And it,
well, yeah.
Nothing is sadder about the human race than how the entire internet just spent a week arguing about the gender of a potato toy.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing means that humanity is more doomed than that.
I think they're trying to take their minds off of all of this nonsense.
Nonsense?
Exactly. Because it's like Hollywood nonsense. It's like,
I want to discuss this briefly.
It's almost not even real. It's so stupid. It's almost like watching a movie.
No.
It's so stupid.
No, because it is real. It is real.
The potato.
These people are so privileged, so insane, and so overly, obnoxiously privileged that they have nothing better to do than argue about the gender of a toy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about
it. Can you imagine being that privileged on the same day, on the same week, in the same month that on the same day that Biden dropped bombs in Syria, Twitter and Facebook erupted into a war about the gender of a potato.
That's right.
There's nothing more privileged than that.
It makes perfect sense. It's distraction.
Yes, they have the privilege of being distracted by the fact that Biden just dropped bombs on innocent people.
The puppet masters have distracted the masses, the three tribes maybe, from thinking about what is actually taking place. People are dying brown, sandy people over in another world are dying because of missiles that we paid for.
Well, I didn't pay for it.
They took the money out of my damn paycheck.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I paid for it. I don't believe in it. I don't agree with it. But yeah, the money came from my ass. And
instead of caring about that, what did the internet care about?
Potato Head Jenner.
Or Mrs. Potato Head. Or Sir Potato Head. Or whatever freaking genderless pronoun you want to use for a freaking potato toy.
And
when that didn't work, what did they do? They moved on to Dr. Seuss. Let's argue about Dr. Seuss now.
Yes, that's the new one. And it's
what,
is all it,
what are they saying about Dr. Seuss?
Like six books have been removed from publication.
Really?
And the Southern Poverty Law Center, or whatever they're called, are saying six isn't enough. You need to take out these books from him as well.
Oh, my God. I didn't even hear about this one.
I was thinking about that. So supposedly some of the characters are racially insensitive. And
are we going to cancel Superman? Because the original Superman comics from like the 30s and 40s were super racist.
Who's the last guy? Who's the Witcher character? The Witcher actor? He's out.
I don't know.
He's out there. They have a new Superman director. It's probably going to be so and so. What's his name? And a new writer. And we're probably going to get a black Superman next. Because
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Because If it makes sense, if it's something that's needed to be done, but I mean,
no one ever said the Kryptonians or whatever they're called had to be white. Why would they be?
Who cares?
They would probably be purple or gray.
I was about to say his dad was black, but that was James Earl Jones, and that's.
But no doubt, people will argue over that stupid crap too when it happens.
It's coming.
Yep.
But this is all about cancel culture, and I was thinking about this today about. What's it really about? And it's the normies, the people who are just working regular jobs.
Normies.
It's the Karens of the world who are just normal women who have, you know, maybe they might have been or maybe not, were cheerleaders in high school, and they, you know, had their little cliques and whatnot, and it's turned into this, which is basically it's bullying.
I don't know
sure.
that I can
it's
agree.
It's bullying,
yeah, it is.
It's like I can't go to work and tell everyone what to do because I'm not the boss, but I can come home from work, I can put my feet up, I can get online, and I could bully the hell out of everyone about just anything that bothers me. I could just pick things out of the hat. I can, you know, I could just find whatever, and this is my excuses, this is my out, this is my escape.
Well, being the boss doesn't necessarily prevent people from doing that, and I can tell you some stories about some coworkers I have, but I'm not sure I can agree because you do have authors like J.K. Rowling who, you know, created the Harry Potter series, who I refuse to support now because she's a transphobic lunatic.
Is she?
She is, absolutely. She's 100% a TERF, trans-exclusionary reactionary feminist. There's zero doubt about that whatsoever. So I don't support Harry Potter anymore. I refuse to give her any more money. But at the same time, she's still alive. She's still making money off of Harry Potter. It's a matter of voting with my wallet in this case. I don't think Dr. Seuss is still alive, is he?
He is not, but his family's making money, including Mrs.
Books.
Butterworth and the rice man. His family is still making money off of those, off of his image.
Mr. Ben, Uncle Ben.
Yes, absolutely. In my meritocracy, utopia, oh, absolutely. Canceling is the way to control bad behavior, bad habits, bad people. This is the way, but when it turns into what it has, people losing their minds every single... We're getting a new cancellation every week, whether it's an actor, Gina Carano, or whether it's a rice man, Uncle Ben, or whether it's Dr. Seuss. Every single week, we're getting a new cancellation, and a lot of it's ridiculous.
And
by the way, a lot of it's not even Caucasian cancellations. A lot of them are Land of Lakes Indian, Native American. Uncle Ben, Mrs. Buttersworth, Redskins.
Yeah.
They're all brown people. Why are the crazy woke leftists canceling all of these brown people?
In the case of Mrs. Buttersworth, wasn't it because she was considered a racist depiction of a black woman?
She was a damn cook. It was her. It was her recipe, if I remember correctly. She was the. And the same thing. I'm sorry. Uncle Ben was definitely a cook. He was like a famous cook, and he's like, hey. Let's put this guy on here.
I don't know.
And honor this person. And it was an honor. But hey, let's take Land O'Lakes. Let's remove the Indian and keep the land.
Native American.
The Native American. The Indians are something else. I know that.
What do you think? Have cancellations gone too far, or are they happening over reasons that are just absolutely absurd? 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Ashretto, who is tonight's amplifier. That means Ashretto is a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, it's a program that we use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to find out more about it and to sign up. It only costs $5 per month. It helps us get on more radio stations. It helps us reach larger audiences. And it comes with a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only call-in line. There's an AMP-only chat group at the Matrix server, which you can find at chat.freetalklive.com. All kinds of awesome stuff come along with it. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Ashretto, thank you so much for the contributions. We hope you continue listening and amplifying the show. But let's go to the phones. We've got Anonymous calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I had a story that I wanted to tell you, but I first wanted to briefly talk about the caller before. So he was saying how he was a civil libertarian, and when I kind of went down this road of liberty, that's one of the names that I ran into as well. A lot of people that, believe in limited government in terms of free speech and things like that tend to like this label, but they still think that the government should, regulate the economy and things like that. A good example of a person like this is Alan Dershowitz. So
Conan was right with his statement that it's basically minarchism?
I would say that it's just another way to say a modern liberal, to be completely honest. I wouldn't even give it the label of minarchism because they still want the state to play a very influential role in a lot of aspects of your life. So that's not why I was calling, though. I just wanted to talk about a story that I had. So my wife and I plan on moving to New Hampshire, and before we do that, we want to visit a whole bunch of places in California where we currently live. It's horrible here. So one of the places on the list was Japantown, and that's in San Francisco. And I don't know if you know the geography of San Francisco too much, but in order to get there, you have to cross a bridge. And usually when you have to cross bridges, you have to pay tolls. So I looked up how much the toll would be, and it was $6. So I brought $6 worth of coin, just to make it hard on them. okay, here, if you're going to charge me this money, here, let me get rid of some coins so that, at least I'm getting something out of it.
Except they don't take coins anymore, only credit cards.
Right. So this is what happened. It turned out that when we drove up, it was no contact because of COVID. So there was nobody even at the stand, which was they'll just record my license plate and then send me the bill in the mail. Even though I think that's a huge privacy violation, but whatever, I guess that's how they have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the same day when we come back from our excursion, I got a letter in the mail stating that I got a toll evasion penalty of $25.
What? The same day?
Yeah, same day they sent it. Overnight mail, except quicker than that. When the government wants their money, they can send it quick.
Seriously, they overnighted you a notice that you owed them money for running through a toll booth?
Same day. We actually crossed the bridge at 2 o'clock, and we got back home at 6, and it was there.
What the
hell? I just wanted to cross the bridge to, do this fun thing with my wife, and here comes the state saying that even though you did everything that you could, just driving through a bridge like normal,
get out of that state. At least go at least go up north where they might be splitting off pretty soon.
He said he was looking at New Hampshire, didn't he? Didn't you say
that?
He wants to drive around California some more, and it's just don't even. Just
get out.
Either go up north where there's the possibility, which probably isn't ever going to happen until the ultimate collapse, which might be coming in the next couple of years too, or just come right over to New Hampshire. We need more like you.
Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for the call. Are there any toll roads in New Hampshire?
Right below Concord. Is it above and below Concord?
I think there's one out on the way toward the seacoast as well. But I always have my car, or I always have my ways set to avoid tolls, so I don't go.
The only time I would have hit it, I always drive around those silly things, and it's nice because you can see the sights too while you're at it. Yeah. As long as you can figure out when to get off the road first. Sometimes you get trapped.
Mm.
Ooh, prime example, Massachusetts. I hate you. Went and dropped my mom off at the airport there.
They hate us too. Don't worry.
I got into the airport just fine.
Yeah. Getting out.
I couldn't get out of the damn place until I paid my $6 toll on the bridge. I didn't know where it was.
Set your ways to avoid toll roads. I think I was using Google's at the time. Google owns Waze. But you got to get Waze.
Let's keep going with the phones. We've got Anarcho Republican calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
WAZ.
Hey, guys, do you want to talk about the Fahrenheit 451 that's going on right now?
You better believe it.
You're familiar with rape?
Yeah, book burning.
Well, this is a different sort. See, in the book, the fireman found out that firemen used to put out fires instead of burning books. And he goes, well, why do we burn the books? He says, well, you don't understand. Those books are full of ideas. And when you have a society full of minorities, you're going to upset somebody with ideas. And so to make everybody happy, we have to get rid of ideas.
Yeah.
And so what they had to do was they had to step back into an older technology. They had to go back to, you know, memory and recitation. That's what we have to do. I'm sorry to say. I keep telling you, technology is the beast. They can wipe out our culture digitally if we don't have hard copies to say this is the truth. This is the way things used to be.
I've never read Fahrenheit 451. I'm not a big fan of Ray Bradbury, I believe is his name.
I think that might be the only book of his I've ever read.
See, I started with one called From the Dust Returned or something like that, and it was so badly written that I couldn't make it past the third page.
Caller, I sell books for a living. I am all on board with what you're saying. There's going to come a time when the electricity is going to go off. It might not be for the big cities. They'll have their rolling blackouts.
Well, did you hear what happened to Texas?
That's what I'm saying. It's definitely a possibility.
It's not just that they're going to edit. Things will be changed.
Now you're starting to get in 1984, that was his job, was to edit.
Yeah, yep. I was curious why they didn't just edit out these images.
It's happening right before our eyes, brothers and sisters. Watch out for the beast. His eyes are everywhere.
Well,
have a good evening, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Vin Armani, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, a former host of Free Talk Live, he's been really on the ball on a lot of his Twitter posts about this stuff. I wish he'd get off Twitter and get on to Mastodon, but that's another story. He predicted months ago that they would go back into old movies and add masks into old movies. And he said, mark my words.
Oh, come on.
And you know what they did?
Oh, come on.
They came out. They didn't go back into the old movies, but they took scenes from the old movie. Warner Brothers did this. And they took, like, Harry Potter. And they took The Matrix. And they took other, like, classic movies. And they put masks on the characters in this promo, this COVID promo.
Hard copies, people. Hard copies.
We mentioned a quick app during this discussion. It's Waze, W-A-Z-E. It's the best GPS app out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track in sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his statewide mask mandate is ending on March 10th, and all businesses can reopen at 100% capacity. USA Radio News. A businessman and civil rights icon has passed away.
Vernon Jordan, the civil rights leader who served as an advisor to former President Bill Clinton, has died. Former DNC interim chair Donna Brazile tells Fox News, if you don't know the man, learn his legacy.
Vernon was a dear friend and a mentor to so many of us. As you know, he was an American icon. Not only did he advise Democrats, he's been known to advise everyone in corporate America, in the media, and everywhere else. Former head of the National Urban League, hope that people celebrate this remarkable giant, his life, and I know my colleagues at Howard University will welcome him home and pay tribute to this great American legend.
Jordan died Monday night surrounded by loved ones with his wife and daughter by his side. Information about his cause of death was not disclosed. Vernon Jordan was 85. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Side note, Jordan also worked with presidents from Lyndon Johnson to Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the phone line. Forget the sigh. I just saw the clip that Ian was talking about of the Warner Brothers little commercial of editing Harry Potter and even It.
The Flash.
Of the movie It.
Joker.
Keanu Reeves for The Matrix.
Now, you got to ask yourself.
Aquaman.
All putting masks on, just to be clear, in case somebody's just tuning in. Putting sort of retroactively going back in, taking clips from these films, putting it all into a 30-second promo to quote-unquote mask up for COVID. And all your heroes from your favorite Warner Brothers movies are in masks.
I mean, wouldn't it be more effective to have people like It and the Joker not wearing masks? Like, these people are the evil ones. I mean, isn't that the propaganda they're really trying to spew? Why would Joker, the psychopath, the sociopath, put on a mask to protect people?
Exactly.
Have you ever heard of Batman? What Joker does is try to kill people.
No, he not kill people. He wants to see it all burn.
You're supposed to suspend disbelief. It's the movies.
I can't suspend disbelief about what the movie is. Hold on. How am I trying to phrase this?
Oh, my God. The
Hobbits. I can suspend disbelief to
believe. The Hobbits are masked. Why? All of them.
Look, Aria, what are you doing with all this critical thinking, okay? It's just forget about it. The New York Times said they would take care of this for you.
Fauci said No mask. I'm sorry. Then he said mask. No, then he said double mask. Then he said face shield.
Right.
Then he said the vaccine.
Goggles. Don't forget he said goggles, too, at one point.
He did say goggles, and yet no one has goggled up.
That was just a little too far.
That's not true.
They do sell them, though.
No, there was a state rep in New Hampshire who had the plague doctor's mask on. I'm pretty sure that counts as goggles.
That's true. Ooh, in that case, I've goggled up.
I don't know if they were eye slits or if they were, like, covered. I couldn't tell in the
picture. I think I saw her eyes.
It was too low res. I couldn't tell.
That's a good point.
I couldn't tell.
It was very fancy. It was very Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't you get, like, the real deal, the dark, nasty one? It's just, you might, this guy, you're walking down the grocery store, the flower aisle, and you see that guy, and it's like, you have a heart attack?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this woman had, like, a Mardi Gras one. It was kind of cutesy.
Mm.
Not really heavy hitting.
Well, no. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Calling from New Mexico, listening on Arizona, though, KTOX.
Yep.
What's up?
And, speaking of that, Aria, you're no longer all alone in your industry.
What are you referring to?
As the only trans shock jock on the radio.
Uh-oh, you got competition, Aria.
Who else?
Who?
Yeah, no, not me. Radio Rob has decided to come out publicly on the airwaves to
Who's
all
that?
Of us. He's a host on KTOX, KTOX.
Oh, really?
Needles, California.
Not sure I really consider myself a shock jock.
Yeah, I know. I was just pushing your buttons.
I don't know about that. When you run for office, you're kind of shocky. I know you're pushing buttons.
Maybe you inspired this guy.
What was his name again? Radio Rob?
Radio Rob. KTOX1340.com. Cool. Well, good.
Yeah, he's on D-Lo. He's on D-Live, too. He puts his program on D-Live on Sundays.
Well, I don't know how to ask this. Is Rob he now, or is Rob she now?
She now.
Okay, is it Robina?
Or Robin? I mean,
Robin would
I don't know. Rob hasn't told us yet. He hasn't commented.
Wait,
on
hold
that.
On now. Hold on. Is Rob a shock rocker? Is this maybe a ploy?
Yeah, is it for real or is it a stunt?
Yeah.
Well, he had us going for a month. He had me going for a month. He came out with it like a month ago, and most of us didn't believe him. We thought he was joking around, so we were joking around with him about it. And then he comes out a couple days ago, and it's for real, for real.
Huh.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of good radio stunts out there. So how do you know it's for real now?
Well, cancel culture. If he tried something like this in this day and time, that would be the end of him. Wouldn't you think?
You're talking to him right now. Just ask him right now. Hey, Rob, call in.
Rob, are you listening? Call in.
How do you know we're talking to him now? How do you know he's listening?
Well, you're being played on KTOX, so everybody, too late. Everybody in Arizona already has heard you.
We know that we're on it. I know that we're on in KTOX, but I don't know if necessarily this guy listens actively to our show. He's certainly welcome to call in just like anyone else. But, I mean, not everybody who is on the radio listens to the station they're on 24/7 when they get off the air.
In fact, if anything, that's the last thing on their mind. They want to get away from it. Get some fresh air.
You said you wanted to talk about David Seuss. I mean, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. How can they pick on that dude? They called his work, six of his works. They said were. This is a quote from. I heard this on public radio, so it's got to be true. They called it white supremacist work.
Well, anything that you don't agree with these days, that's all you have to do is just call it white supremacist or Nazi. And or in the other case, call it communism if you're coming from the other side.
That's the paradoxical thing about it because white supremacy and they did tie it into Nazi stuff. But the kicker is Dr. Seuss is Jewish, so how can he be a Nazi?
He's a self-loathing Jew, of course.
Oh, there. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's right. You're either an anti-Semite or a self-loathing Jew, or both. If you criticize.
Well, I guess this goes to show that not all Jews are running the world, right? If Dr. Seuss is being deplatformed.
No. The bigger Jews are running the littler Jews, and Dr. Seuss is just one of the littler Jews.
Well, Dr. Seuss is a huge influence. Yeah.
Entire generations of people.
Well, the Rothschilds have influenced Dr. Seuss.
I guarantee you, if you ask people, do you know who the Rothschilds are, or do you know who Dr. Seuss is? Way more people will know who Dr. Seuss
is. Well, you're actually proving my point, and you don't even know it.
Huh?
When the puppet master puts on a puppet show, does the puppet master want to be seen?
I think here's a question that a lot of people would figure out on their. If you ask them if Dr. Seuss was Jewish or the Rothschilds were Jewish, they would say they wouldn't. I never knew.
They'd be like, who are the Rothschilds?
No, I think a lot of people know who they are.
You think so?
But I don't. But I have never.
Most people don't even know who the vice president is.
I have never known that Dr. Seuss was Jewish ever. I never heard that.
Me neither, but I believe
I didn't
it.
Either because it was never really relevant.
Exactly.
To my understanding of Dr. Seuss.
But when the Rothschilds are brought up, it's always that they're Jewish.
Yeah, how about
my why issue is that they're bankers?
Yeah, my issue is that they are power brokers, power mongers.
I don't care that they're Jewish.
Those people are Christians too, power seekers.
They're evil bankers trying to run
the
world.
Yes, there are lots of power brokers out. Brokers. Yeah, that's a good word for them. Power mongers.
Well, let's get back to this video from the Los Angeles Unified School District. David, thank you so much for the call.
Just to recap this video, they are instituting a daily pass. The daily pass is going to require a weekly COVID test and a daily survey, a self-survey, and that's what the kids are going to have to get to school. And
it's a good job security for a big pharma with these tests.
Oh, yeah, and it's Microsoft that's teaming up with
Los Angeles.
And
Microsoft.
Naturally.
Pass. But the real magic is your daily health check. Just answer a few simple health questions every day and...
Now, these questions are really simple and pointless, really. Do you have a fever, dry cough, soreness, shortness of breath? It's very small.
Question.
Or loss of taste or smell.
Question. Is this what the test is? Is it an actual PCR test or an antibody test or whatever test they currently are using?
Well, this isn't a test. This is just a daily checkup.
This is a daily quiz.
No, I don't have these symptoms.
And that's what I was asking. Is this the test or is this just daily?
No, there's a COVID test every week.
Check box checks.
COVID test weekly, daily box check.
Okay.
Which is so scientific to ask a 9-year-old child to tell you whether or not they have COVID-19.
It's to get them used to this whole, oh, are you sick today? Oh, are you sick today? Oh, are you sick? Every single day you got to assess yourself whether you got a runny nose and all these problems. And then, oh, my God, I'm sick. Quarantine me for 14 days.
And like magic, your entrance ticket appears.
Your entrance ticket, implying that without this, without going through the step of actively saying every single day, no, I'm not sick.
It almost sounds like a reward, almost like Willy Wonka gift card in the chocolate bar that you just picked up.
Well, okay. Congratulations, children. Your reward is public education.
Exactly. This is going to expand from here, and it already is going to be. We'll tell you where it's coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to MySolarBackup.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, final segment of the show. Thanks for listening tonight. Unfortunately, we're probably not going to be taking any more on-screen calls tonight, but you can chat with us in the meantime at chat.freetalklive.com. There's a Matrix server set up there, completely controlled by Free Talk Live, not beholden to any corporate masters, don't have to worry about being censored. Pretty much say whatever you want, as far as I can tell. And if that's not your thing, there's a Twitter clone that you can check out at social.freetalklive.com. And when I say it's a Twitter clone, I mean it's like Twitter, but that's about all the relationship that it actually has with Twitter. It's got a much higher character limit, so if you tend to ramble on, that would be the way to go. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of cool things that Free Talk Live is up to these days along those. You can keep track of that at social.freetalklive.com. In fact, but if you want to just chat with us or with other listeners, chat.freetalklive.com is the place to go for that. Let's go to the phones. We got CW also listening on K-Talk. CW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy, y'all. I just want to kind of go on what Dave was talking about earlier about Radio Rob. He's been a voice of reason in our area for several years. He has multiple radio shows, and I personally got to meet him, and you can kind of tell by his mannerisms that he was kind of, you know, he seemed sort of feminine. And then when he did come out a month ago, he came out a month ago saying he was going to join the clown world, you know, just like a play thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a month went by of him doing the Miss Rob Hansen show versus just the Rob Hansen show, he actually spent 2 hours of just straight talking about his feelings and how he felt and his military time and how he couldn't express himself. So he really is coming out as a transgender. He just doesn't have the hormones that Arya is taking right now and all that stuff. I'm sure he eventually wants to, but it was so hard for him to come out like that, especially in a conservative area that we're in.
Hmm.
I'm sure it's very hard.
How are his listeners handling? How long ago was that he came out?
She.
He mentioned it a month ago.
She mentioned it a month ago, and so how are the listeners handling it?
Because this is a conservative talk show host, right?
Yes, very conservative talk show. It's a voice of reason in our area. But then when she announced this, you know, I think we're all receptive to it because we've been hearing Miss Rob Hansen for so long. There's no reason for us to not accept her. You know what I'm saying? Why should we not accept her? We've accepted Rob for so long, and now when she came out as she did, there's no reason for us to just throw her off the cliff.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a very positive way of looking at it.
Yeah, we have to accept it because she's always going to have we're always going to listen to her every Sunday because, you know, it's just what we do. We listen to our local radio shows. We have to.
Well, hopefully the producers in that area are of a like mind, and she doesn't find herself out on her butt.
If
she continues having listeners, that's the part that the producers really care about.
Yes.
Unless they have a political leaning where it doesn't rubs them the wrong way and they can't agree with it, just like cancel culture
they want to sell ads. I mean, Warner Brothers doesn't agree with anything that J.K. Rowling has said about trans people, but they're still going to sell Harry Potter movies and as much Harry Potter crap as they can.
They slapped a mask on them in that promo.
Yeah, they don't care about the message they're actually putting out there. They just want the money.
Yep.
And that's probably less true of a programming director for a local radio station, but it's still going to be true to it. You're not going to fire your star host because that's still bringing in listeners.
I just want to say that the owner of the station is highly receptive to it, you know, and I personally know both of them, and they're not going anywhere.
All right, cool.
The owner of the station that produces it, there's nothing. It's just something that was a little bit.
Yeah. We got it.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear that because, I mean, that could definitely have gone badly. I can see why Rob would have introduced us as I'm joining Clown World as sort of a way of bridging that with the conservative audience because that's how they refer to this. You know, boys becoming girls becoming boys. It's a clown world.
Oh, okay.
So sort of easing them into the idea, I suppose.
I didn't know where the clown world thing came from. Was that before the COVID thing, the clown world?
I believe so, wasn't it? Is it? I think the clown world meme has been around for years.
Yes, it's been around as long as Pepe the Frog.
Okay, yeah, I didn't really see it until the last year.
So we didn't really discuss it, but Governor Greg Abbott is also rescinding statewide mask mandates and the capacity limits on business. So this is two states. I mean, we mentioned it, but we didn't really discuss it. It is now.
I mean, he can't possibly top those Mississippi quotes, can he?
No. Okay. No, Mississippi was inadvertently advocating anarchism and.
It was inadvertently the best story of the year so far.
Yeah, businesses no longer have to follow any state restrictions. Hell yeah, dude. It's about time. It is now time to open Texas 100%, Abbott said from a Mexican restaurant, arguing that Texas has fought the coronavirus pandemic to the point that, quote, people and businesses don't need the state telling them how to operate any longer. He said he was
Hey, we never did.
No,
just so you know.
Yeah, but they think we did because they think they're gods and that we're stupid little peasants.
Well, by all evidence, they're right. I mean, because people just did what they were told. So, I mean, it wasn't like there was a big pushback in any sort of sense.
He said that starting March the 10th, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100% and masks will no longer be required in public. The mask requirement has been in effect since last summer in Texas.
Yeah. And when are they going to bring it back? I mean, because remember, this was like the test run to see what kind of crap people were going to put up with. Maybe they're rescinding this because they're worried that eventually people will get fed up with it. But I don't see any evidence that they are. Not yet.
Well, it's easier during the winter because it does keep your face warm.
A little warmer, yeah.
And in the winter, it's cold.
Yeah, they'll bring it back next flu season.
But during the summer, I think it's going to be a much harder sell.
Well, they sold it last summer.
But wasn't I don't remember now because it's been a long year. But wasn't compliance lower during the summer than it was during the fall?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of states came down hard on the mask mandates until about late summer, early fall, if I'm not mistaken. But mask mandates were going to town all
Keene passed theirs in the summertime in August. Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah. But the numbers are coming down. So I mean, you can't keep showing people the charts, Stephen. You can't look at the chart from the CDC and not go in the back of your head, I think we're safe now. But come fall,
for these people, there will never be safety. For these people, there's always something lurking around the bend.
Not to mention, Joe Biden's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they handed him the reins, and so now he gets to, and he promised that he'll set us free.
Oh, did he? I must have missed that one.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, he can't, and you got to prove Orange Man bad wrong. And he said, what did he say last year? He said Easter. He says, you guys will be free. We will set you free 2 weeks. 2 weeks, we'll shut this place down for 2 weeks, and then by Easter, we'll all be free again.
Trust
we'll be doing
the
our thing.
The warning is honest.
My prediction, by this Easter, 2021, it will be nothing. We'll be worrying about something completely different. Mm. It'll be some other, we'll be canceling something else. But as far as the masks
Look,
and the shutdowns.
I will take cancel culture over a COVID culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, me too.
But I have to choose between the two.
But if he can set us free by this Easter, he will have proven Trump that much wronger, and get all the more brawny points. Well, here's the problem.
That's not happening. They're going to double down. I think what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. Okay, you're predicting he's going to set people free.
No. He wants the Biden administration is going to want to try to have us free by Easter. However, he is running head to head with Big Pharma and China, and they have different ideas.
Well, what they've got is this this pass that we were talking about with Los Angeles, where they're going to tell all these kids they got to have this daily checkup, where they check in and they got to get a COVID test all the time, every single week. Ticketmaster is teaming up with a corporation, and I don't remember if it was IBM or it was one of these
big data.
It wasn't Microsoft. There's others. It's not just Microsoft. So there's these big tech companies like Microsoft and IBM that are working independently on these health passes. And so what you're hearing about what's
let's
happening.
Say, let's just say Silicon Valley, and they're all wanting this. This is the kind of technology that just gets them hard.
Ticketmaster signed on for it. Major League Baseball has signed on for it, where they're going to have kiosks as you're going in, where you've got to check in with the health pass.
The airline industry?
The airline industry did this years ago with pre-flight.
They did.
With pre-flight.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, so it's coming. This isn't just for kids in Los Angeles. That's how they're going to introduce the kids to it, and the parents are going to be next. If you want to do anything ever again.
Eventually, we're going to get to a point where you go to a store and you have to scan that QR code right there at the front to check in.
When they're going to check your eye. It's going to check you. You're going to look into a pupil scanner.
Just so
you can't talk about this on Facebook and Twitter, but you know where you can talk about it? Chat.freetalklive.com. You can find us there, chat.freetalklive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.